good morning to all of you. It's Moments of Melody time again. Robert Browning wrote, "Grow old along with me, the best is yet to be." Did you know that it is God's will that folks should grow old? You see, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. Our real home is a city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Men have laboriously searched earth's surface for the fabled fountain of youth. They've tried every method of prolonging life. But they haven't realized that the true elixir of life flows only in heaven. There is not just a fountain, but a broad river with life-giving refreshment for all. Those dear people who arrive in the land of endless day with creaking joints or tired hearts may drink of God's river fountain of youth to their heart's content. Letter to the Philippians. I do concentrate on this. I leave the past behind with hands outstretched to whatever lies ahead. I go straight for the goal, my reward, the honor of being called by God in Christ. All of us who are spiritually adults should set ourselves this sort of ambition. And if at present you cannot see this, yet you will find that this is the attitude which God is leading you to adopt. It's important that we go forward in the light of such truth as we have ourselves attained to. Let me be your example here, my brothers. Let my example be the standard by which you can tell who are the genuine Christians among those about you. For there are many, of whom I have told you before and tell you again even now, with tears, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. These men are headed for utter destruction. Their God is their own appetite. Their pride is in what they should be ashamed of, and this world is the limit of their horizon. But we are the citizens of heaven. Our outlook goes beyond this world to the hopeful expectation of the Savior who will come from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. But we are citizens of heaven. Can you say this with the Apostle Paul? You're a citizen of heaven. You don't automatically become a citizen of heaven. You have to be born one. The Lord Jesus said, "Ye must be born again."